All right, y'all. I'm on my way to Rosa's to pick up my lunch. Bitch is hungry. Shout out to Rosa's Pizzeria out here in the Valley Stream on Island. That's where I'm going. I'm not there yet, but they got some really awesome pizza. And I'm hungry. But that's not what I came on here to talk about. So how about we get focused? Or how about I get focused? Child, what's going on here? First of all, I know that it's election day, but this is what I be talking about, the sheeple, all right? Because that's what they are, they sheeple. This is what I don't like about the sheeple. Y'all gonna come out here. This is shit here. Y'all gonna come out here during COVID and all this shit. Almost committed suicide. Didn't even know if COVID was real. Almost committed suicide. Take it to the motherfucking streets, bashing up shit, talking about Black Lives Matter and all this other bullshit, right? And then the law enforcement got control and took over. Okay? Yes, it did. Because at first NYPD didn't know what the fuck hit them. Them niggas look like, I mean, we practically kicked their whole front door in. These niggas was like, yeah, what are we gonna do? It's too many perps, it's too many perps. Then they started making NYPD. I saw the pictures today, don't tell me I'm lying. They got NYPD, they got garbage trucks they turned into NYPD shit. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck they're gonna haul in them shits, people. Because I already know they done turned some of these MTA buses into NYPD buses to transport. Yes, because these little the cars, these little squad cars, the sedans they got ain't holding but maybe three people in the back seat at a time. They don't usually like to even transport two or three criminals at one time unless they're all related to one damn case. They usually put them in separate vehicles. But you know, during the first time, especially when they wasn't organized, they had to just slap people everywhere. My point is, motherfucker, they is red teeth who take y'all asses out. I'm sure they don't read up on all kind of mustard gas or whatever the fuck it is they were spraying out there. But my point is, y'all took to the damn street and almost killed yourself. Some of y'all caught charges y'all couldn't even afford to catch. It's the truth, though. Don't be shit. Didn't they? And then y'all went and started doing all this, Breonna Taylor and all this shit. And then between Biden, Pence, and Trump and all this other nonsense, they said, well, now we're going to take to the polls and we're going to do, we're going to have our battle there and we're going to kick this nigga Trump out, for whatever reason. Hell, I think it's Republicans. I think it's. But it ain't every Republican like Trump. I think some Republicans don't want this nigga the fuck out too. And I get that. But then y'all gonna have the nerve to say, or people really have it in their hearts to say that if Trump continues on for another 4 years, or if their president doesn't get in for another 4 years, you're gonna have the nerve to tell me that y'all gonna take to the streets and just start fucking it up again. Like that, so we all hood now. So everybody hood now. That's what I'm getting. We all, everybody ghetto. That's how we all acting. White people are carrying on too. So the white people is with the shits. All right, cool. That's all. White people, I can see white people being with the shits because white people got lawyer money. White people got good lawyer money. White people got Jewish lawyer money. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? They could afford to sit there all day long. Black Lives Matter again, and all little Timmy, mommy and daddy gonna do is come write a check or swipe that motherfucking credit card or whatever they gotta do. Put the house up and he's out. The rest of you motherfuckers is shit out of fucking luck with us. Motherfuckers come, you gotta sit your ass down in that COVID infested jail. This is not the time y'all to be going through the system. Who the fuck is trying to catch a case now during COVID? It's not even about, well, who want to catch a case, period. But during COVID, it's so much slower. I mean, like, why would you want to be catching the case now? And so everybody, long story short, why I'm going and talking about this is because this is the what's coming, the buzz that's in the air today, about, well, everybody, my mother took off from work, I think today and tomorrow, talking about, because she comes home, she works the evening shift as a nurse over 25 years. She'll be retiring soon, praise God. But she come home for 12. She loved the evening shift. This woman is not a day person. You ain't gonna catch her at nobody's unless she's doing overtime. But even her days of the overtime is like unless she absolutely needed. Like I'm not in college anymore. That's what she was paying that St. John's tuition. My mother used to live over there. You talking about 16-hour days and stuff like that. But she didn't want to be driving home. Long story short, 11:30 at night, midnight on election night. If these numbers had already came down and people was already taken to the streets, I'm like, man, you're so paranoid. But I understand. If I was a senior citizen, motherfucker, like my mother is, I wouldn't want to be out here in these motherfucking streets when the sun goes down and the shit hits the. No, yo, her little ankles and her legs is not gonna carry her fast enough. And don't nobody want their innocent little property getting busted up for some foolishness. I didn't vote the nigga in. Like, why the fuck is my, but see, that's the shit with the sheeple. Y'all saw, we start hurting each other for dumb shit. So now I'm just like, come on. I done seen on social media or the high-end stores. Michael Kors is not high-end, but I mean really is the other really high-end stores. But stores and malls and high-end stores as well and name brands as well have not only boarded up their windows, but they have like metal grates and gates that they have put up as well, you know. And I'm just sitting here like, I can't blame them because, you know, only who would know better? Who would know better, understand better what a destruction of a mass riot will bring as far as destruction? Who would know better than the ones that already had suffered it a few months ago? You know, even if you is a company that's a chain or a major brand and you have the millions upon billions and trillions of dollars to rebuild and repair, it still is a headache and an inconvenience. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of like pick up from scratch a little bit all over again. Nobody, I mean, hell, what they say, prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. Shit, if you can prevent the shit, you ain't got to cure it. I'm like, shit, I don't know. And then I feel like some of y'all just saying y'all want to loot because y'all seeing how good it was. You come on, some of you still laying low. Some of y'all listening to me right now was right in that shit, and y'all done snatched up mad shit. And y'all been waiting for another opportunity to take to the motherfucking streets. Y'all, some of y'all don't even care who the fuck win. Some of y'all can't even vote because y'all got felons. Felons. Y'all got felonies. You felons. It's the truth. But y'all still gonna sit there and have the nerve to use that shit as an excuse to take to the motherfucking streets, bash a motherfucker over their head for a fucking Apple computer. Did y'all see that viral video of that poor boy? And they broke his phone. You remember that little fat chunky boy? Well, he was walking in the store, he came out, he had an Apple computer. He was just walking down the street with it like it was a night. He should have moved a little faster, but I think what happened was he was a little too confident. He got a little too confident, like, it's mine, I got it, as long as it's in my hand. And then they straight tried to whoop his ass for the shit. As a matter of fact, they whooped him, and they whooped him so bad for that. I felt bad, and somebody snapped his, broke his phone, the fucking phone fell out of his hand. But not only that, as they fucking him up, they're not even taking the time to care for the, Apple computer. So the Apple computer is bopping around, bouncing around up and down like a fucking little bouncy ball. I was like, y'all gonna still take that shit home? That's how crazy y'all are. Y'all gonna take that shit home? I bet you that shit bust it open. Look at this little old white lady. She is so cute. Who grandma is? Oh my God. She remember my little white neighbors when I used to live in Long Island. Isn't she cute? Your grandma, your grandchild, or your daughter or son should be with you, but she probably one of them independent ones. Oh. I can do it by myself. All right, Bernice. you got it, Mom. Oh, look at her. Ain't she cute? She got a little pink face mask. So I love to see the little old people. I try to figure out which one I'm going to be. Some of them be fancy still with their little fur coats and little fur hats and stuff when it get cold. Look at her. She got her shades on. Go ahead, Mama. Who Mama you? Go ahead, girl. That's not a walker she got. She's just pushing out a little cart. All right. Now, what's in here other than Mama Rose's? Because people talking about toilet paper, child. I don't want to go through this again. What's here? Oh, I'm trying to see if it's... Child, I'll figure it out later. I'm over here on Tropical and try to figure out what other thing I could hit up in here. And so, what was our people? Rioting. Right, I don't know. I'm just trying to get up at my house. I'm going to work tonight. It's later in the evening. I don't work but 10 minutes from my house. My mother's trying to convince me to just not go out at all. But I don't know. I'm just surprised. I really don't want to see it again. If y'all heard me during the Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd riots, you would know that I was telling you all that I did not like seeing that. I did not like seeing, you know, New York City getting like, come on, run down. I was saying that most of y'all just tearing down your own neighborhoods at the end of the day. And so y'all gonna have to be looking at the destruction, you know, for the weeks to come when y'all need to go to the store and realize, oh shit, it's all fucked. Yeah, because you fucked it up. Or people fucked it up. What about the people that had small businesses, that had small businesses and properties who had nothing to do with that? You know what I'm saying? And their businesses got affected by it. It got to the point that some people had to sit there and try to put signs up by their business that said, we are Black owned. Please don't, you know, destroy this store. Or we do believe in Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? And do not destroy the store because y'all was just sitting there doing whatever y'all wanted. Obviously, at some point, it wasn't about the light that it originally was about, or the light, you know, which was to fight for George so much as it was, oh, now it's the green-eyed monster. You know what I'm saying? Somehow the green-eyed monster came in and it just got really, really ugly. But, and I will say that there was some positive, peaceful protesting. You know,
And it's really sad that that had to kind of get overshadowed by the loser people that was out there looting. So we'll see what happens. As for me, this bitch still ain't vote. And you know what? I don't care either. Because look, let me tell you, I'm going to break something else down to you. Some of y'all already know whatever state y'all in. Y'all know what state y'all. Listen, New York is a Democratic state. You think Trump is getting New York? Trump is not going to get New York. He might. He could. But I highly doubt it. I don't think I ever seen any New York turn red for somebody. It's a Democratic state. It's a blue state. As far as I'm concerned. And we already probably just going to give it to Biden. So if you ain't for Trump and you was going for Biden, then guess what? My state already have it whether I vote or not. And not by the public vote, like I said, but by the electoral goddamn college that y'all don't seem to fucking realize exists. But at the same time, I'm not taking it away from the people who want to have a voice or feel like, hey, man, they forget they feel. In their minds, when they put it in, it's being tallied. And that shit is being counted for something. Y'all over here chasing ballots and this motherfucker, it don't matter. I keep saying that electoral college and ain't but what 270 or to 538 of them. Because at the end of the day, the numbers that get them elected is not 375 billion people or 300 or 375, or like I said in previous podcasts, 20 million people. You never see numbers like that when it comes to election. It go in the hundreds. You don't get no more bigger than the hundreds. And that all goes based on the state, whether the state was blue or red. I think we all know Texas is a red state. Rednecks is red. And not only that, they be switching the damn yes, I said that in last episode too. Bitch, I'm sorry, sound like a broken record. Well, people, I'm here at the Roses. If y'all going out to vote, be safe. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're stupid for voting. If you believe in something, go ahead and vote for it. You know, and the other thing is be safe out here. Cause I don't know what's gonna happen. And there's a lot of people that's gonna try to use this as an excuse to just do something. Seems like people just getting ready. Okay, stay sucker free. I love you all. I'm about to go get this food. And I'll see you all next time here on Chopper's Comments.